best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Anthony?
Yes.
Hey, Anthony. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm blessed. It's been a good holiday season so far. Busy, but it's a good problem.
Yeah.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
Yeah, how does it work? How do you get me to that front page?
So our company, Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner. So we're partnered with Google. And Google's delegated the marketing responsibilities to their partners. So that's what we do. We're like the quality control. Make sure it's working for the business owner. They make money. They keep paying for the advertisement. Google makes money.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Because I've heard that you can't just go to the top of Google. It takes time with reviews.
Organically. Yeah, but anybody you see on that first page, especially the top half of the first page, is going to either be doing Google Ads or working with a Google partner directly in order to get there. If you want to get an organic placement where you don't have to pay for it, you could achieve that if you're in like a very uncompetitive area and then you get a bunch of good reviews and you're like one of the only options for it, then you could achieve it. But that's not the case for you. You know, if you look at your market for home inspection, the guys that are up there now, you know, you got bigger companies like Gray Home Inspections, Inc., and Residential Inspector of America, top-notch home inspectors, you know?
Yeah, I've looked them all up, for sure.
I mean, you're not going to just generate 500 to 1,000 reviews overnight and it just be based on that. You'd never get up there. It'd just be so far behind, you couldn't catch them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so the way that you achieve it is you have that Google Places placement become available, and that's what we have today. That's why we're reaching out to you.
Okay.
Okay, we're going down a list of the home inspectors in the area, though. We're just looking for one of you to fill the spot. Once we fill that position, we close out the category for home inspections until somebody either discontinues or relocates to another area. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. So everything we do as far as pricing, it's all month to month. We'll list you on the first page for up to 15 different keywords. So home inspection would just be one of them. I don't know if you do any like radon testing or remediation, things like that, but we'll be able to highlight those as well. Perfect. And we'll be able to highlight those as well. And then we'll be able to cover you for up to a 40-mile radius around your address there. At Green Cove Springs. So it's a pretty good area that you cover. It's a high traffic area. Now, typically home inspection costs in this area go anywhere from $300 to $600 for a full inspection. That's what these guys are charging normally. And our monthly cost is usually about $599. So you'd need like one large inspection just to offset the cost of it. And then everything after that would be profit. But what I was thinking I could do for you is I could apply a new in business credit. You're still technically under that first year, so you qualify for the new in business credit, and it'll drop it down to just $299, and then I'll waive all setup fees affiliated with the package since we won't have to build a website or run any or purchase any domain for your site or anything like that.
Yeah, I've already got all that stuff.
Right. Yeah, so that's going to save you a lot. Usually we build that for the business owner.
Yeah, I wish you had called me a couple hours ago because I just signed with Angie, too.
A couple hours ago?
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect timing then. I mean, you still have time to get out of that before you're locked in. I think they give you like a 3 or 4 day right of rescission period, don't they?
Of course, they don't tell you that. I should have asked, though.
That's
I'd have to figure out how to do it. Yeah, because I started I was researching it, and I was on the fence, and I didn't know how to do anything else. So I was like, well, I got to figure out a way to drum up leads.
Yeah.
So
no, that's not a bad idea on your part. That's a smart move. You got to do something, especially with the the way the market's set up right now, it's hard for a smaller business like yours to get going without any.
Yeah, I just don't know how much. I just don't know how much I trust Angie.
Well, right. So what I was getting at was that, like, the leads on Angie's, the reason you'd rather be on Google independently is because the leads on Angie's, they'll go to, like, three or four guys. They sell them to, like, three or four guys on their list. They'll have, like, 10 of you in one area, you know?
Yeah.
Each one goes to, like, three or four, and then I think they do it where it's, like, you pay $500 a month or $600 a month, and then it's, like, they guarantee you 22 leads. Something like that.
Yeah,
or 25 leads.
Well, of course, they did the whole thing that y'all are doing right now. You're new in business, so we'll give you a discounted rate. So,
okay.
They did that, but
yeah, new in business credits help a lot.
Yeah, I just don't know if I can get out of it because I'd much rather be on the front page of Google.
Well, right, because you don't have the middleman in there. They're on the first page of Google. That's how they get the leads that they sell. But you know, if we put you up there independently. You don't have the middleman in there. People could just see you at your own business
correct.
And call you direct.
Give me one second.
Okay.
Trying to see if there's a grace period to get out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Without having to pay 35%.
Well, right. That's what I was telling you. You were like, oh, I wish you would have called me a day later. I'm like, it's perfect timing still. Because I've been doing this 12 years. So when I first started working here in 2013, HomeAdvisor wasn't even HomeAdvisor. They were called Service Magic back then. And then they had gotten in trouble with the FTC for reselling leads that were, like, old and just doing shady stuff. Then they rebranded as HomeAdvisor, and then they bought Angie's List, and when Angie's List filed bankruptcy, now they're HomeAdvisor by Angie's. They're Angie's leads.
It says you can avoid Angie cancellation fees for service bookings by canceling well in advance, often 48 hours.
Yeah. So you say you signed up with them today, right?
Literally.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You could actually save yourself a year's worth of headache. I mean, instead of dealing with leads that are going to three or four other people until this time next year, you know, we could put you directly on the first page of Google.
Yeah, unfortunately, I already paid them $350 today, though.
I don't know
if they'll refund that. Yeah.
Well, that's what the policy would be if you discontinued it. I mean, they haven't done anything in one day. You haven't gotten any leads from them yet, have you?
No, they don't start giving you leads for 72 hours.
Well, yeah, 72 hours. That's that grace period, though. They usually have 3-day right of rescission. So they basically wait until you're locked in with them before they actually send you leads. Once they start sending you leads, then you're stuck, even if you don't like the leads. That's why they don't want to send you a lead today, because if they send you a lead today and you're unhappy with it and you find out you're still getting charged for those, you're still within your 3-day right of rescission period, and then they have to cancel you and refund you. So they wait 3 days until you get past that 3-day right of rescission, and then they'll send you the first one.
Yeah, I'm trying to see how to get on here to see if I can cancel. Sorry, I don't mean to take up your time, but I'd much rather.
You're fine. You're fine.
I just don't know how to cancel it. I'm trying to Google how to do it.
Yeah, take
and
your time.
They're not going to make
any rush. If I hang up with you, they're just going to send me another home inspector until we fill it. So
yeah, you guarantee that I'll be on the front page of Google, though?
Well, there's actually a product called Google Guarantee, so they don't want to send Google Guarantee or Guarantee unless you're using that product. But yeah, we're a Google partner. Like, here, let me show you. Give me one sec. It's easier to show you than to just tell you. We're a premier Google partner, though, Anthony. So, you know, Google doesn't have us reach out to anybody, or we don't go down the list of qualified candidates unless we have a position available within our company. So that's the reason why we're calling you today, is because we have to have a spot open to put you up there, put you on the first page within our business.
I got you. So I'm just trying to figure out where I would be on the first page. Like, I know when you go on there, there's like top three, and those are probably your guarantees. And then after that, there's people that start,
Well, the sponsored ones and the ones that say verified are doing Google Guarantee, which is like Google's pay-per-lead program, which you could do that too, but this one would be the guys next to the mat there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah.
So
and these ones you don't have to pay per lead or click or call for those ones. Just a flat rate. It would be $299 for you with the discounts instead of paying $600.
And now is that a yearly cost that's a monthly cost. Does it ever go up?
No, I would lock you in at that rate, Anthony. So you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a
and
second. They don't make it easy to try to get through.
Oh, of course not. They want to try to bind you to a contract. Usually that's the first red flag when it comes to marketing, though, as a business owner. If they want you to commit to a year before you've seen it work, it's like, uh-oh. It's like a lady asking you to marry her on the first date. It's like, I don't know if you're crazy or not, so I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Because I don't have a lot of revenue now, right now, so I don't want to say yes to you and then be locked into two, and then I'm getting my ass kicked and I can't afford it because I'm not getting anything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the area you're in, though, like, you got to understand, if you're going from no marketing, like your next door neighbor couldn't even find you if they looked you up by name right now, to
correct.
Them finding you on Google and that platform, you know what I mean? It's going to be hard. Unless you're turning everybody down, it's going to be hard to not be profitable. I mean, like I was telling you earlier, just one inspection of a large size is about $600.
Oh, yeah.
If you're paying them
$350
and this
$299. Yeah, I've done them.
Yeah.
And I've got myself set up to where I can do a whole bunch of shit, but I'm new, right? So you got to build that relationship with realtors and get it. And I got some, and
yeah.
I've probably done 7 or 8 inspections here in the last month and a half, which isn't a lot, but starting out,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you're just getting going. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how about this? Like, I'm not really inclined to do it, but I could ask. I mean, I've already applied a lot of discounts, but if I could just make it a little more affordable, because you're telling me you paid them what, like $350?
Yeah, I paid them $350 today. So, and again, like all the money that I've made off the inspections that I've made so far, I put back into the business, buying equipment, buying tools, buying this, you know, so it's not like I have a lot to go off of right now.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for that, if I had wouldn't have invested back into the business, I'd have just been like, here you go, take it, and I'll figure out how to cancel it. And they're telling me it'll be 30 minutes before I talk to an actual person, their AI stuff. So
well, here's
I
want to
go with you guys, and I
mean,
don't want to lose the opportunity to get on that page, but I don't want to put myself out neither. I wish I had talked to you 3 or 4 hours ago. This wouldn't even be an issue.
Well, here's what I was thinking. If I could keep your marketing budget still under that $600, like if they're $250 and we're $299, it's like $650. Right. What if I can get it down to $249 for us on a month to month, just to get your foot in the door and give it a shot? Because it'll sell itself to you. You'll have a definitive answer on what's best for you long term, but without having to just take our word for it, call those guys up and cancel.
Yeah. No, I just want to see that they'll refund my money.
Yeah.
If they say that they'll refund my money, like you said, there's that window, then I'll sign with y'all and just wait for their refund to come back, and I'll be good to go.
I got you.
But I don't want to keep you on that long, and I don't want to miss that spot either. So
right. Yeah, they don't let me put it on a hold because Tara and my reps, kind of like the lady you were speaking with in the beginning, they're all going down a list of qualified or pre-qualified home inspectors right now for the area.
Yeah, I got
area.
You.
Yeah, once they fill
I got you.
Then we got to wait.
I guess
and
my problem
advisor
is,
would be your next best bet if you don't have the first page placement.
Yeah, my problem is I'm not very trusting, and I've had so many of these calls and people trying to sell me stuff that turned out to be not really that true.
Well, that's why I sent you that text, though. Like, if you go to the text message,
I gotta look at it.
It's just a Google search, like, is Local Splash a Google partner, you know? And if you look that up,
Oh, on Google.
Yeah.
It tells you. Like, we're partnered with Google. We're right across the street from them. We've been doing this 21 years. We're not going anywhere.
I hear that's a fantastic place to work, too, is Google.
Yeah. It's not going anywhere.
Is it true they get naps and shit?
Yeah, naps, stock. They'll do your laundry for you across the street if you bring your laundry over there. They got a cafeteria, free food. Yeah, so you can get free food and free laundry.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
How sure are you that they'll actually refund the money?
Like 99.9. The problem that I run into is when I have clients that have been doing it for like a month, 2 months, then they're like,
well,
no,
I literally signed up today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They haven't even opened me up to get leads yet.
Yeah, you could be like, hey, I changed my mind. The holidays are coming. I had an issue, and I have to hold off on this. I need a refund, or I'm going to get it through my bank. Usually they're going belly up. Legally, you have 72 hours from the transaction to cancel with no penalties.
No penalty.
They can't hold you. Yeah, they can't hold you accountable to cancellation fees.
How long will it take you to get me on the first page?
If you signed up today, I mean, we're really gearing up for the new year. It wouldn't be until after the holiday, honestly, before you start seeing results from it. We would just be building everything, doing the optimization, sending the forms into Google to verify you as a legitimate company. And then come January 1st would be the takeoff time.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're really gearing up for 2026 here if you came on board with us today.
I mean, that's only a couple weeks away. Now, how does the process work? Say I sign with you right now. How do you get kind of the keywords in the stuff that I do to link to the business so it comes up when things are searched for kind of thing?
Yeah, we have an interview. So, like, if I created the account and secured the spot with you, we'd have an interview set for tomorrow at a time that works best for you. And then our reps will sit down and they'll interview you. So they'll go over like what 15 keywords you want to use. We also have Google Analytics, so we can see like which ones get the most traffic and have some recommendations for you. But you pick which ones. You have final say on everything, and then also the area that you're covering as well to customize the campaign.
Okay, I'm going to take a risk, man. I'm going to trust you. I don't do this often. I'm going to hope they're going to give me a refund, and I'll just tell you we'll go ahead and lock it up, and I'll pray like
what I'll also do, like, since you're giving us your trust, I really appreciate that. I'll also enroll you in the Platinum Package Bundle. So that way you shouldn't need anything else as far as marketing. Like, this package upgrade that I'm giving you, it's going to even have like a Facebook page with Facebook ads. We'll run some ads on Facebook too. We can try to generate some clients from there. And then we'll also do like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. I'll give you the whole boat of what's within our realm as a Google partner. So, you know,
and
Apple, Safari. Well, I have to ask for the $249 pricing structure. That was but here, let me go ahead and request that first. Give me 1 second here. I was trying to get the agreement from you before I asked them, so that way I don't look silly.
Yeah, no, if you can do that, that'll leave me enough in there to cover what else is going to come out. Until I can get that refund.
Right, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, if I could keep you under 600, I know the first client we get you will offset probably the cost of both of them, because we're usually seeing stuff around the $600 mark this time of the year.
Yeah, well, I still work. I got another full-time job that I do too.
Oh, okay.
But I'm long in keeping it and preparing for retirement. So, I mean, I'll have money coming in for that this week so that I can just transfer some money in if I need to. I just don't want to have to. I don't want to take from one for the other.
Yeah. No, I got you. If you give this 90 days, you'll have the best financial month you probably ever had. I mean, going from working for somebody to being your own business owner and marketing independently is a totally different ballgame.
Yeah. Yeah, so I work for the sheriff's office here, but I've been there almost 20 years now, and I'm ready to get the hell out because it's a crazy world nowadays, and I'm just done. I've done my
job.
Time.
It's a dangerous job. So I was talking to my wife about that the other day. She goes, oh, you think that the police and the sheriffs get they get scared or they get nervous? And I was like, yeah. Like, you stop somebody, you don't know what the heck. And then especially if you're working in the jails, like, you don't know. People might smile at you. You turn around and try to strangle you, shoot you. She's like, I think you'd be a nice cop. I was like, no, I wouldn't, because I'd probably be.
everybody thinks that they would until they work in the field. Like, we have a lady that came to us. And now, she's not law enforcement. She's one of our programs ladies that sets up programs for the inmates, like AA, NA, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's the most probably nicest person in the world. Mm-hmm. And after about a year, I told her, I said, once you work in this field for a little while, we'll have the same conversation and see how you feel. And it was probably a year or so later, and I didn't even strike up the conversation. She comes to me and she goes, I understand what you meant.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it changes your perspective on the world, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I have a buddy I play golf with pretty often, and he works for the Orange County Sheriff's Department in the jails.
Yeah.
And he told me, like, you know, after a year, I honestly lost all compassion. I just stopped caring.
I started in the state prison working there. Then I came to the county and started in the jail. And now I'm a lieutenant for them and I kind of work outside of the jail. But, it definitely jades you for sure. Like, your perspective, because, like, you interact with these people. Like, my parents were addicts, like, growing up.
Yeah,
so
they're just probably all two-faced, huh? Like, they all
they do one thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're figuring out how to scheme you.
Yeah.
it's a game of cat and mouse, I call it. It's a game of cat and mouse. But yeah. I've enjoyed it. It's been good to me. But I'm getting to a point now where I'm like, it's time to start looking for more adventures. So they're like, well, what are you going to do? I said, well, either one, I'll just make some extra money and won't be that busy, or my business takes off so much to where I'm like, huh, I might need to move that retirement date up a little bit.
I mean, honestly, home inspection in Florida, you know, whole different ball game. You're going to go from being inside suited and booted all the time to outside all the time. And most people are actually good people. They're homeowners or looking to buy a home. Different.
And I came from a construction background before I got into law enforcement. That's why I chose home inspection, but I don't want to go back to framing houses or pouring concrete. So I just really inspect them.
Yeah. Nowadays it's hard. Guys are having a hard time finding good help has been the problem ever since all the immigration stuff started happening. They can't just go get the cheap laborers anymore.
Yeah.
They go, I got my guys. They go, man, you shouldn't have been hiring those guys to begin with.
Yeah. They're getting them all. They're like, where's all the labor went?
They're
out there getting them too. It's crazy.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're chasing them now. Yeah. All right. I got approval on the pricing structure, though. My supervisor here, Amy, she had messaged me back and said that we could go ahead and do that for you.
All right. I'm going out on a limb, man. I'm going to trust you. You seem like a decent person, so.
You're going to love it. I was able to put you in a veterans discount, even though it's the sheriff's department you say you work for. So
I was in the military, too.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Well, that's what I told her. As you were telling me, I was like, oh, he worked for the sheriff's department for 20 years. And she was like, just go ahead and put him in the veterans and enroll him at 249. I was like, all right. So that's locked in.
I'm going to go out on a limb and trust you, man.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, if you compare the two, I mean, obviously, if you can cancel, get your money back, do that. But if you run them congruently, it'll be a no-brainer for you after a couple of months.
Yeah. No, I've been wanting to get with Google. But a couple of the people that I've talked to, it hasn't been with you guys. I'm just like, that doesn't sound good. Or it's just an SEO boosting company that just wants to come in and boost your SEOs, and then they want to charge you all this money. And I'm just like, that doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah.
So
that was
probably
the first thing
the
I sent you was that text that was like, is Local Splash a Google partner? Because if they're not a Google partner, then they're just, you're gambling pretty much. I mean, with a Google partner, it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly. And I'll tell you what, if Google's not getting a piece of the pie, you're not going to be making any money. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't, people always try to find a way to cut them out of the situation, and that's not going to do you any good. They're smarter than that.
Yeah. 100%. No, that makes sense.
So I'm going to create your account. On the first page of Google, you can only have one number listed. Did you want to use this number that we're on now?
Yeah, this is the number that I use.
Okay. 904-600-6019.
Yes.
Okay. And then they'll offer you a tracking number. I don't know if you have like a separate business phone or not, but the Google Voice tracking number is free. They'll offer it to you during your client interview. And what it is it'll like display a different number, but it'll come to your phone in real time. And you could just save that number to your phone as like all in home inspections. And then that way, every time somebody calls you off Google or one of these listings, it'll come to your phone as all in home inspections. And you know, it's, you know, a job instead of having a whole other business line or something.
I like that. I didn't know that. That's even that's
yeah.
perfect. Because I get so many spam calls and I'm like, shit, I don't even want to answer it.
But it might be money.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Well, that'll help. That'll solve that problem without you having to get another line for $50, $60 a month, you know?
Absolutely. Because I already got a phone for the sheriff's office, too. So I'm like, man, I don't want to carry three damn phones.
Yeah, that's crazy. Then your lady's questioning you.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, it's that
day too. You want to go through all three of them?
Either you're a pimp or you're selling dope carrying three phones.
Nothing legal is coming out of that. Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Anthony, what's your last name?
Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y.
Okay. And you're going to be the sole owner of all in-home inspections?
Yeah.
All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a receipt and then an outline of everything in writing.
Okay. It's the company name, all lowercase, all in home inspections, 904@gmail.com.
904@gmail.com. All right. Good. Let's go ahead and save. And it's home inspections, right, with an S? All in home inspections, 904?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to miss that S there and won't go through.
Yeah.
All right. And then Google's going to send you a letter in the mail. It's part of their verification process. You only got to do that one time for as long as you own the business, but there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 3004. South Bank Circle.
All one word? South Bank. Oh, yeah, I found it. Here we go. I got it.
Yeah, 320-43. Yep, that's it. Yeah.
All right. And then you have the option here to hide your business street address, which I recommend if it's your home.
Okay.
You've been working at the sheriff's department for 20 years. Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows who's looking for it?
Absolutely. Yeah,
I'm pro-Second Amendment too, but I'd rather not get you into anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need those problems.
All right. So it'll still have city, state, and zip on there, though. The street address will be hidden. All right. I got you. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I don't do check, really. It's all usually cash or card.
Cash or card? Okay.
Yeah, my Spectora software, when I set it up, it gives them the option to pay with card or they can pay on site with cash.
A lot of people are getting away from the checks now. I actually had a contractor buddy of mine down here. He almost went to go down there and strangle a guy. I felt like I was talking him off a cliff because the check bounced.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I'll be honest, I don't even carry a checkbook anymore. Like,
yeah, it's old.
It's just dying out.
Yeah, they got so many online apps and stuff. You can
download
the app.
Yeah, you can pay online for
it. Yeah,
yep.
And they pay you. All right, so save. All right, we're good there. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Usually on Monday through Friday, I do like 8 to 5, I guess. It really doesn't matter. And then Saturday and Sunday, because I'll work then too, if need be, I do usually do like 10 to 3.
Okay, so I got Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 3.
Yep.
All right, let's go ahead and save. Okay, and then have you seen the Google Guaranteed or the Google Verified guys before?
No.
They're at the very top there if you just type in home
inspection. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right now it's like house stand inspections and web property inspections.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in being up there? I mean, it's a separate program. With the rate that I have you on, I could get you into there too. It'd be pretty affordable.
Yeah, I'm interested in it. I just don't know that I am right now.
Okay.
Just because I want to wait. Like, if I had, I don't know what affordable is for that, but like, if I didn't just pay that other $350 and it was only like $100 more or something like that, then yeah, I would probably say, yeah, go ahead and do it, but I got to wait to make sure I get that money back first.
Yeah. So what it would be to do both of them at the same time, cause you got to have the local listing before you can even do Google Guarantee, but they run a background check on you. The Google headquarters will, and then they have a third party. And just to do the background check, it's a one-time payment of $150. So it would be $150 on top of $249. You'd be looking at, I'm drawing a blank here. Was that $399? Yeah, it'd be $399. So that would change your bill from $249 to $399 a day, but then they charge you per lead, after that. So you're getting charged for every lead, but what they'll do is they'll pre-screen the lead and hand it off to you with the customer live on the line. So that's why that one's really profitable is because Google's giving them extra insurance, also guaranteeing that you've passed the background check and that, you carry all your insurance.
Is that something I can add later?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I'll send over my direct number and extension to you now. And then anytime you want to upgrade to it, you could do that, as well as we're going along, there'll be customer service calls where they check in with you month after month. And if you ever want to add it, I'm sure they'll offer it to you. We could add it.
Okay.
But yeah, I highly recommend that one just because the guys that are up there now, like house scan inspections, they're pulling in like three or four leads a day from this service area in that program.
I bet.
Yeah, they're doing great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if I knew I was getting money back, but they're trying to tell me now I'm going to have to call. Probably we'll call you back in 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
I would
get on there and pester them. It's worth it rather than go through the whole year worth of headache. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause
no, 100%. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm calling them.
Okay. I'll try not to make this too long. But the Google Guarantee program, it's like $40 to $60 a lead just for future reference. We'll over that in the future. I'll get out of there.
Okay. Worth it if you're pulling 3-4 leads a day. I know that's not guaranteed jobs, but
yeah,
I'm pretty
and
sure
I mean,
you can save a few of them.
40 would be like a $300 inspection, where 60 might be like a $600 inspection. It's like how many things in life have a 10-to-1 ROI like that?
Yeah, not many. And
generally,
what I found out about home inspections, usually once the realtor refers you or you get a lead from somebody, usually they don't even go anywhere else. They just
Yeah, that's the beauty of this is you'll get your group of guys that are like reoccurring, and then you're always up there for new ones too. So you get a combination of them coming from past guys and then new guys, and then it just the longer you do it, the more it compiles, and usually the profits go up over the year. As much as you can handle anyway. One-man operation, you might have to spread some things out if you want to really scale it, but it's all a numbers game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you're open to that. You're just going to keep it as you?
What is it now? Sorry, I was reading at the same time. My bad.
Oh, no worries. I was just saying, do you ever considered like hiring some guys and maybe expanding the business?
Well, eventually, I would love to.
One-man operation. Okay.
For now, just a one-man operation. But, I mean, that's all going to be dictated on the growth and stuff like that. Like, if I have the opportunity to grow it and add people, then, I would 100% do that. Because there's some guys that go do home inspectors and they just don't want to run their own business. They just want to go show up, do the job, and go home.
Yeah, that's true too. You know, I mean, I've seen it both sides for home inspection. That's why I asked you. It's really up to you, like, if you want to do that. Sometimes dealing with another person is just a headache, and it's like, all right, let me just.
Well, it's hard to find reliable people now.
Yeah, especially with the way things have been going, like I said, with the. Well, I mean, home inspection is not going to be a problem, but my contractors have been losing guys, and then they're having a hard time finding good guys that are actually American.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
Ironically.
And the bad part is We've gotten to a spot in America where the Americans don't want to work.
I know, because we're so capitalist. That's the thing. We're so used to being capitalist, but that's the only way to make money, you know? And it's hard to just minimum wage. I don't think anybody can get around minimum wage nowadays, so it's turned into a capitalist market for sure. And that makes people not want to work. They're all thinking the numbers game, like, oh, let me buy this for cheap from China, sell it for double here, you know, and then China's doing all the work. So eventually they're going to turn it around. Trump said he was going to turn it around, and that's what he ran on, but now he's run into Israel.
They're all liars.
Yeah, it's just an illusion that our vote matters. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so I got your profile created here. We're going to want to schedule a client interview with you. A client interview is about 30 to 45 minutes. That's where we'll sit down, interview you on the campaign, and customize the service. What time do you think would be best for you tomorrow?
In the morning, probably sometime.
Okay. I got, let me see here. It's the earliest tomorrow. Shoot. I don't really have anything too early tomorrow. I mean, I got a 10:30.
10:30 is fine.
Okay. All right. All right. That's the earliest they had left for tomorrow morning. All right. So I'm going to send you a calendar invite here. And then I will set up an automated text message reminder as well. That'll come through about 9:30.
Okay.
And are you getting my text messages? I sent you my direct number. Okay. I just want to make sure you have everything.
The 877-635-6225.
Yep. If you hit extension 1, it'll take you to a live operator. If you hit 544, it'll call me directly.
Okay.
Okay, I'm only here till 7 o'clock Eastern Standard, but if you press 1, there's always a live rep for you.
No worries. Yeah, well, sorry, I was reading, trying to read up on the Angie. I don't understand what the hell that means. It's like Angie Partner Booking. Well, it says, maybe you'll understand it more. If you cancel an Angie booking within 24 hours of the start time, you generally will not get a full refund.
Yeah, so that's like if they gave you a lead and then you set an appointment with the homeowner, but then you canceled it for whatever reason, they're telling you we're not going to refund you for the lead. We're going to keep your money, which they should. They should refund you. Yeah.
But, and it said maybe charge fees, potentially the full cost, depending on whether it's a partner booking or a direct service. I got all that.
Yeah, but that's what's annoying about those guys is like those leads aren't even exclusive. So why would they charge you if you had to cancel it? They're still going to get quoted by two or three other guys anyway. Like just leave it alone. There's no reason to charge you. They're just wanting to
I don't see anything in there that says they won't refund me because I haven't got any leads or anything yet.
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull this up. 3-day. Because I know they're in Colorado. And the 3-day right of rescission law is a national law for marketing. Let's see here, 3-day right of rescission under, Truth in Lending Act, Regulation Z, lets consumers cancel certain loans using their primary. Oh, that's something else. Within 3 business days, that passed. Let me see, 3-day right of rescission. Let me put Home Advisor. Three-day cancellation rule allows all people to cancel certain agreements within 3 days without penalty. Home Advisor itself generally grants the right, but many home improvement contractors involving door-to-door sales or sales away from a contractor's business, like in California, trigger a 3-day cooling off or right of rescission, allowing you to cancel without penalty within 3 business days under laws like the Home Solicitation Sales Act, giving you time to reconsider through emergency repairs. What is this? Okay, I'm trying to find it typically for Home Advisor. Must refund any money in return. Business owner's property in its original form within 30 business days. So even if you cancel it, it takes them almost 30 days to get you your money back. So it's not whether you could cancel and get a refund in 3 days. You can, but it takes them like 30 days to actually give you your money back.
That's fine. As long as it's coming back, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So legally they have 30 days
to get you the money back.
Okay.
That's for state of Florida. But you're going to have to get on there and issue the, or and actually trigger the call and trigger the cancellation.
Yeah, I'm chatting with them now, and she's like, I can't do that. You got to speak directly to an agent. Do you want me to set up a call? I just asked her, can I call now? As soon as we're done, I'll call them.
Yeah, I mean, they have stuff on the Federal Trade Commission, if you look it up. So it's like Florida and Federal Trade Commission cooling off rule is what it is.
Okay.
But they got so much stuff going on with FTC. I mean, if you tell them, they'll report them to the FTC. They'll usually just send your money back as quickly as possible because those guys have already shut them down once, the Federal Trade Commission.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff on it. If you just look up FTC versus Home Advisor, I mean, I know you don't got all day, but that there's a lot of information on that.
Well, yeah. I'll use it. Trust me, I'm like, yeah, I looked up some stuff with the FTC, and I've seen the litigation against y'all, so I just want to go ahead and cancel the membership, and as long as you go ahead and refund me my money, I won't contact the FTC, and we can call it a day.
Yeah, fair
enough. If they start giving me crap, that's what I tell them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then it's like, also I can report you to my bank, and they'll, you know, you fraudulent transaction, the bank will reimburse it. Once the bank does that, then they shut that down. They got no access to your money anyway. So what are they going to do? Try to come after you from Colorado over a small claim and a business owner that doesn't want to do any business with them?
Yeah. Doubt. No.
Yeah. Gone through it before. No. And they just leave it alone. They just want to threaten you and make you feel like you're stuck. This is a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got your client interview locked in for tomorrow, and then where'd it go? And I just got to secure the first month's payment. I'll let you jump on the phone with them. When the payment goes through, it's going to automatically send you an outline of the agreement in writing for you to sign off on when you're free, and then also username and password for our tracking system. Highly recommend when you get a chance this evening, just go into your app store and download our app. It's going to be your best friend. I'll help you keep track of all your customers and stuff. It's just called Local Splash. It's under our business name. It'll have a green and blue LS in the app store.
Green and blue.
Yep. Or no, not green and blue. I'm sorry. Orange and blue.
Okay. As I said, see, orange and blue. All right.
Yeah, that's it. It's like a navy blue.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I don't know where I got green from. Got Christmas on the brain.
It's crazy. It's kind of fast. I don't even know where this year went, man.
Right? They're telling me. Yeah, my son's 4.5, and he's already doing jujitsu. And last Christmas, I felt – yeah, oh, yeah, it's a good time. I love it. I love watching him just develop, and he needs to know how to defend himself. But – Last Christmas, it felt like at 3, he was still just like a toddler. Like he's still in that 2-year-old phase. Not even a toddler, but just still like a baby. Now he's just like fully, don't have to worry about him going to the bathroom, nothing like that. He's doing jujitsu. He's asking me for video games and stuff. All of a sudden he's interested in Santa Claus. I'm like, all that happened in a year. It just went by so quick. He went from just like little toddler, barely starting to get out of the diaper, and now he's running around rolling with people on the mat asking me for video games. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, don't slow down. Trust me. I got 3 boys, man. I got a 23-year-old. I got a 15-year-old, and I got a 10-year-old.
Woo! It's a good time, though. I bet it's a good time. It's just like my best friend right now. I tell him every day. I'm like, man, you're my best buddy. And we do everything together. Can't wait to go home every day because just right now he's at a good age. Yeah.
Yeah, my 15-year-old, he just started. He's a freshman. He plays baseball, so
heck yeah.
keeps me busy chasing that. The youngest, he's a soccer kid. He loves soccer, so I chased them both all over the state playing soccer.
That's what I wasn't ready for, though, is all the dang sports. Like, even the jiu-jitsu is the first thing I've ever put them in, and I'm like, man, this thing's got a full-on schedule. Like, I get off work tomorrow, and I got to wrap him up, take him straight down there, and get him on the mat as fast as I can. And then on the weekends, too, on Saturday mornings, they have it. And I'm just like, man, keeping up with the schedule is like a whole nother job.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is like my break. And then January, it picks back up.
Yeah.
And I get off of work. I got to haul-ass pick up the 10-year-old, and I got to bring him here to get him in a soccer gear. Then I got to haul-ass over to the high school because his practice is over at 4:30 to pick him up, and then we got to go from there across town to the soccer field to get him there by 5:30. It's chaotic, bro. It never stops.
Yeah. That's why I was just like, oh, my God, I did not expect this, but, you know, it's worth it. I know I'm going to look back on it later. Maybe one day, and he's grown, he'll realize how much I put into it. He has his own or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So I got your client interview scheduled, sorry, and I got the accounts set up here. Did you download the app?
Yep, it's downloaded.
Sorry, we're going 100 different places. All right. So when I run this payment, it's going to automatically send you the login credentials and the agreement in writing. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $249?
My business card.
Okay. Now, it says on it, all-in home inspections?
It says all-in home inspections and then got my name underneath that.
Anthony Stacy. Okay. Yeah, because it's a write-off for you, so I just want to make sure the business name's on it. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that they're sending the Google verification? All right. All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, it's 5348, and this is a MasterCard. I don't know if it matters.
Yeah, it'll automatically.
6,000.
6,000. Okay.
4965.
4965.
3105.
3105. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0930.
0930, and three-digit code on the back?
095.
095, okay. Go ahead and update. And you own your domain name for your website, right? All in home inspection,
yes.
Jack. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and save this. You watched the Jags yesterday?
I did, man. I don't know where Trevor Lawrence came from. He looks like a new quarterback. I've been cussing his ass all year. In the last two games, I'm like, where'd this guy come from? I don't know what happened.
I got one of those fantasy football leagues, and I had to play him, and I
I said him. I said him yesterday.
First round of the playoffs.
I started Joe Burrow. And he got me like 18 points. I was like, really? And Trevor got, I think he ended up with like 77 points or something ridiculous like that.
Crazy. I had him on there where it's a PBR league. He scored like 45, like 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's insane. I was like, oh, my God.
I don't know what he looked like yesterday. He was
slinging
cutting
it.
Cutting him to pieces, dude. I was like, where the hell did this guy come from? I checked my buddy. I'm like, who the hell is this quarterback? Where did he come from?
Yeah, that was a killer performance. He's heating up at the right time, though. You get into the playoffs, they might make some points.
This will be the test for him this week against Denver.
Yeah, I think Denver's a fake 12-2 team. I don't know why, because I just see these games. They have so many games that are 3 points, 7 points.
They got the lowest win score differential in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been barely winning games, and they've been winning them. So we'll see. Hopefully Jacksonville can go up there and do something, and we don't regress to the old Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, yeah, they'll do something at the right time. I mean, honestly, looking at the AFC, it's what, Steelers, Chargers, Kansas City's out. I mean, it's anybody.
Oh, it's perfect
anybody
time to make a run.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The biggest threat that I wouldn't want to play, I mean, there's two of them, I guess. Josh Allen, I don't want to play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Texans defense scares me a little bit.
Juggernaut. The Chargers defense was insane. I don't know if you caught that Kansas City game. They knocked out Pat Mahomes and a wide receiver out cold.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, yeah. I hadn't seen that since early 2000s. The way they hit that guy, yeah. He just stiffened up like a board. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And Jacksonville beat the piss out of him.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Jacksonville will walk all over them. I don't know. That there's some weird teams. It's a weird year. There's no clear juggernaut.
Yeah,
last year there was.
I think we beat the Chargers like 33-10 or something when we played
them
this year.
Oh yeah, they blew them out of the water. Yeah, I watched that game.
Yeah.
They blew them out of the water.
So weird, God. It's so crazy. We beat the shit out of Indianapolis, and then Indianapolis almost goes in there and beats freaking Seattle with fucking 45-year-old Patrick Philip Rivers.
Oh, jeez. Philip Rivers. Man,
yeah.
I can't believe he came back, but that was something else. I caught a little bit of it. He looked like he was flipping everywhere.
I don't think he could throw the ball over 20 yards.
with that sidearm.
Yeah, because like everything he threw was like a little dunk pass because he can't throw it deep. He don't have the arm strength anymore, I don't think. Maybe
yeah,
it comes back in a couple
back,
weeks. But
though, the Colts.
Oh,
but I think they might be done.
Yeah, I think they're going to fall out. They got a tough schedule, too.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know who. I think if the Jags, I think the Jags might be in for it right here, ready to make a run. Because Trevor Lawrence plays like that. There's nobody left that can stop him if he's playing like that. There isn't anybody. Even Denver, they can't handle that. Bo Nix can't keep up with that. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're getting bailed out by their defense. Oh, I don't know. Denver's going to be tough, though. I'll be rooting for them, that's for sure. I grew up in Southern California, so I kind of grew up a Chargers fan. That's why I was hinting at it.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to watch LaDainian Tomlinson when I was younger. That was like my superhero at the time.
I got the confirmation text, so I did all that, and then it took me to welcome the local splash.
Oh.
Do I got to sign into that?
Yeah, well, that's the website, but if you already downloaded the app, you could just sign in on the app, and then the username is going to be your phone number, and then the password is, I think they texted it to you here. Go in here, see it. It's Run Leads is your password. You could change your password if you want. But that's the one they made for you now. You signed the subscription terms already. That was fast.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the subscription terms are just going to tell you first month's payment went through on the 15th. Each month after that, it's going to go through on the 15th. It was charged at $249, so every month it's just going to stay $249. It's not going to change on you.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's my term on it? How long am I locked in?
Well, we tell you to commit to at least 90 days or like 3 months, but it is month to month. Okay. You can cancel at any time.
Okay.
If you cancel prior to the 90 days, they'll try to do an early termination fee. But I'm telling you, I have guys that I still have the first guy I signed up. Actually, he's in DFW, Texas. He's a roofing contractor. It's Boyd Roofing.
Okay.
And it's 12 years. You know what I mean? Almost 13 years. So it's like, yeah, I don't think you'll cancel anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think it'll be good.
Well, yeah, I put you in the platinum bundle too. So you got to remember, we're going to do some Facebook ads for you. I try to throw in every incentive I could. That call tracking number so you don't have to get another phone number. Just try to make sure that it was worth every penny to you. And we could put ourselves in this. Work together long term, you know?
Yeah. I'm in the app now. I'm trying to see how to change the password so I'll remember it.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll auto-save, too, though, if you already have the app. So once you log into it, even if you, like, close that app and then you go back in there, it'll just be automatically logged in. You can put,
I just open that back up.
Yeah, there you
go.
Yeah,
it just opened up back up. Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty blank until we get everything up and running. But the next step is just going to be prepared for that client interview tomorrow. And then they'll walk you through it step by step. It's pretty easy. It's just set questions.
Okay.
All right. And then you have my number, too. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, it's right there in your phone. Don't hesitate to call. I'll walk you through it and make sure that we're moving in the right direction.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So I call that 635-6225.
if you want to call me direct, you got to hit the, you hit 1 and then extension 544. Or if you just press 1, okay, it'll give you the next available live operator.
Yeah, I got you right here. So.
All right. So, well, I know you got those kiddos. Go Jags.
Go Jags.
I could talk football with you all day, but I'll be here to assist you. You know, I was really happy we were able to get that rate in there for you. I'll let you get on the line with Home Advisor and square that thing away, and then we'll circle back with you in the morning at 10:30, okay?
10-4, I appreciate you both, man.
All right, likewise. You have a great night. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, bye.
All right, bye-bye.